Water levels in Lake Powell are dropping fast as drought and steady demand sap the Colorado River. But as the water pulls back, it's revealing canyons that have spent decades underwater. KUNC's Alex Hager reports lots of life is coming back, including one charismatic rodent.
Eric Balkin is splashing through a shallow creek hugged by towering red rock walls.
We are hiking up a canyon in Glen Canyon, and we are looking for signs of beaver.
Balkin, who runs the nonprofit Glen Canyon Institute, is surrounded by clusters of green. We're in the middle of the southern Utah desert, where this stream has turned the canyon floor into a buzzing ecosystem of plants and animals. But not long ago, this place would have been underneath Lake Powell.
We would have needed scuba gear 20 years ago. We would have been 150 feet underwater.
The nation's second largest reservoir has hit record lows in recent years. So environmentalists are looking for beavers because of what they say about the ecosystems that are coming back on newly dry land. Zana Stutz, also with the nonprofit, says beavers are the ultimate proof that life in this area can thrive.
Basically, if the beavers are here, it means good things are happening.
That's because beavers block up the stream to form ponds.
And so you have a greater variety of different landscapes for different species, bugs, frogs, to enjoy.
There's plenty of proof that the wood-munching engineers have been at work here. We see their little footprints in the mud, spots where their tails have dragged through the sand, and plenty of branches with nibbled ends. Eventually, the scientists on our trip gathering data here come across a huge beaver lodge. One of the researchers, Lizbeth Perez, gets on her hands and knees, practically sticking her head underwater to peer inside.
I see the water goes back all the way and it's all dark, so it's a pretty well-contained lodge. I can't say if there's beavers in there right now, but I mean, this is a well-built lodge.
Glen Canyon Institute, the nonprofit running this study, is advocating for Lake Powell's water to be stored elsewhere so life in these narrow canyons can come back in force. Again, Eric Balkin.
Glen Canyon is viewed by many water managers as a storage tank, you know, and it's so much more than that. It's not a barren landscape. It's a living, breathing place.
But it'll take big policy changes to reshape the canyon's role as a place to store water.
Managing it specifically for those side tributaries, I'm not sure that that would be a priority for all of the stakeholders that would be at the table for this.
That's Sinjin Eberle with the environmental group American Rivers. Policymakers managing the Colorado River have to share its shrinking supply with nearly 40 million people across seven states. Eberle says it's inspiring to see nature coming back around the reservoir, but
it will be a real challenge to encourage leaders from the seven basin states and then the hydropower industry to be willing to keep Lake Powell at a level that is more beneficial for the side canyon ecologies than the security that a higher Lake Powell gives to each individual state that depends on it.
But with reservoir levels below 30% and likely to drop even further, Zana Stutz says there's only so much longer it makes sense to store water here, whether policymakers like it or not.
The restoration of Glen Canyon is basically an inevitability. The sooner we can recognize how what's happening in Glen Canyon is tied into this larger trend, the sooner we can shift from this being a happy byproduct and have it be taken into consideration and valued accordingly.
And as the reservoir keeps pulling out of those canyons, it's likely that more beavers will keep coming back. I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation.